Blake, obviously not the way you wanted to start the game here tonight, but when you did get it back to 2-1, what was the difference in the last half of the game for them?
Well, I mean, just, you know, the goal interference one, I don't know if we agree with that one, that kind of just shifted the momentum to them. And, you know, obviously the one that bounced over my stick for a breakaway goal, that hurts. You know, and now you're looking at a 3-goal deficit. So, obviously a terrible first period, and, you know, we fought to give ourselves a chance to win a hockey game in the third.
Paul talked before the game just about how they would be coming out with some urgency given how their last kind of game went and the skid that they're on. Did you kind of sense that early on?
I didn't, you know, I pay attention to what we're doing, you know, and we just look slow. We had a hard time with the ice tonight, a hard time getting out of our zone clean, just, you know, all the things that make us a good team, we just struggled with tonight. You know, we just weren't able to use our speed the way we wanted to. Never were able to establish a forecheck. So, you know, you got to give them credit for the way they played. Ultimately, though, I think we're disappointed with the way we played.
Desperate team. I mean, you guys knew that kind of coming in.
We should be desperate too. You know, there's nothing given here, and we're on a nice little run. But we knew what was at stake for them. You know, you get embarrassed 10-1, and you come home saying all the right things. And I think we said all the right things before the game, but we just weren't ready. You know, I think more than them, and I don't want to take the credit away from them. I think the last two games, you know, were a little bit easy for us, and you know, we played an opponent that was hungry tonight, and we just weren't able to match them early on.